Trees provide lots of benefits that make cities more livable and ecosystems healthier, but Seattle's laws are not adequately protecting its canopy. A new ordinance is in the works that aims to expand regulations and extend protections to more private land. 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
Seattle's climate goals include increasing the tree canopy so it covers at least 30% of surface area in the city. But current laws aren't helping to reach that goal.
Right now, we have different rules for single-family homeowners than we do for developers.
City Councilmember Rob Johnson chairs Seattle's Planning, Land Use, and Zoning Committee. He says the city isn't keeping track of removals or their effect on the canopy. Developers who want to take out trees face a convoluted process, while homeowners face very little process at all.
The first thing that we're going to do is require everybody, regardless of whether you're a single-family homeowner or a developer, to get a permit to cut down trees over a certain size.
Debate over what that size should be is one of the sticking points. In any case, the permits would require replanting on site or paying a fee. The city would then use that money to plant trees in neighborhoods that currently lack good canopy. Legal reviews are taking longer than expected, but Johnson says a draft ordinance should be out in mid-July, with hopes to pass it into law in September. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.